This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre is not in the studio with us today, but she is via the wonders of FaceTime joining us live from her house. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, yeah.
Can I say I am absolutely starving with hunger?
I know. Well, I'm not because I have a pizza. This is great, actually. I like this, John. This suits me.
You've had pizza for your breakfast.
Roll out of bed and
and you get all the pizza to yourself then as well.
Well, exactly. Yeah. There's, well, I might share. Sure, that's what these times are about, aren't they?
Absolutely.
About sharing.
And it's soda bread pizza with potatoes, caramelised onions, yeah, and bacon. Now, I have to say, in advance this week, the week being the week that it was, I thought, you know what, we'll make our own pizzas. Now, I think I have done it before. We've definitely done it before. But I have to say, it was I don't remember it being a stress. This was the most stressful thing I think I've ever done in the kitchen. I'm not joking. The dough stuck to my hands. The dough stuck to the worktop. Then when I tried to prick it and scoop it up off the worktop, it all shrunk. What started out as a 12-inch pizza ended up the size of the palm of your hand. And rustic, I think you would call it. And
wish you'd videoed that. That would have been... I'd like to have seen that.
Much too stressful.
Sounds like you're just... I could go through all the things you were doing wrong, but anyway...
Well, where did it go wrong? You tell me where I went wrong and what I should have done.
Well, I think your dough was probably... Sounds like it was too wet and you didn't have enough flour on your surface. That's why it sticks.
Possibly.
And flour your hands as well, you know, before, and then the dough won't stick to your hands.
Yeah.
So, and were you able to eat it?
Yeah, I mean, it tasted okay in the end. It was about half the size of what I expected it was going to be, but like it fed the family in the end.
Normally when you put yeast in something, it expands, but,
Don't know.
Okay.
So tell us, the idea for this came from, you know, reading your cupboards, reading out your cupboards this time, when you have time to do it. Now clear out, see what you have and use it up.
Yeah, and this is the first, I remember the first time I made this, I probably would have been 15, because soda bread was all the rage, soda bread pizza, you know, when you just, in the 80s, you know, because it was so quick, and we weren't really doing yeast breads back then, so it's sort of a completely retro thing here, and plus it's really simple, John, because, I looked in my cupboards, and I have, thankfully, a lot of flour. A yeast, apparently, is in short supply.
Oh, really?
So if you have yeast, yeah, apparently so. I suppose everybody's making bread. But, you know, if you have buttermilk or if you don't have buttermilk and you just have ordinary milk, just add some lemon juice or vinegar to your milk and leave it for a while. And that'll have the same impact as making a buttermilk, because what you want is that acid in the buttermilk to react with the alkali and the baking soda. And that's where you get a nice fluffy, you know, soda bread. So don't worry if you don't have buttermilk. Just for that recipe, I think it's 300 mils of buttermilk. Put in the juice of half a lemon or a tablespoonful of vinegar, and whatever vinegar you have in the cupboard, you know, malt vinegar's fine. So that's that. So then, you know, just mix up the soda, baking soda and the flour, plain flour, a bit of salt. I put a wee bit of oil in it because, you know, and just makes it crispy in the end up. And then just make a nice soft dough with your buttermilk roll that out, John. So I have it rolled out here, and just flour your bacon board, and the whole thing I do is that's that stuff we have in the cupboard. Everybody all week I've heard is, you know, the shops running out of pasta and running out of rice. Well, look, we've got fantastic potatoes in this country. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't really need to. You know, don't we to? And there's, and as far as I'm concerned, and from what I know, I've been talking to farmers, they're still available. So maybe rather than go out and the thing about it is, if you buy pasta, you have to do stuff to it because boiled pasta is rotten.
Yeah,
whereas a baked potato just needs a bit of butter. So, you know, is that true?
Absolutely.
And you can, and buying potatoes will keep as well. You know, if you buy potatoes directly from farms and keep them in a cool place, they will last, especially if they've got a bit of dirt on them. Just one tip is, if you've got potatoes and onions, don't store them next to each other because they have a kind of a love affair and sprout.
Oh,
so
right.
They'll cause each other to sprout. So keep them distanced. Definitely social distancing between your potatoes and your onions as well.
How appropriate.
Okay. So, yes. Okay. So, John, I've just got passatas, another thing that I seem to have quite a lot of in my cupboard. And I'm just, at the moment, I'm just spreading the passata, or if tomato puree would be fine, or, you know, whatever kind of, even if you have tin chopped tomatoes, just give them maybe a wee whiz with your blender. I've fried up some onions with a bit of bacon here. You don't have to, I buy those wee bags of lardons of bacon.
Yes.
You know, a lot of the local producers will do that. And then I buy those wee tiny bags and stick them in the freezer, and they defrost quite quickly. And they're great if you're making a soup, just to add lots of flavour. You know, fry them off with a bit of leek and throw in a couple of beans and a couple of tins of, you know, haricot beans or some spuds, or, you know, that's your base.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I did with the potato was cut it really, really thinly, John.
I see that. You've sent me all the pictures of all the different stages, and I can see the spuds cut really thinly into wee discs.
So really, really thin.
So
take your time and do it. I did it on a mandolin, or you could do it, you know, the box grater. Just do it in the bit. Just be very careful. It's not a time for going to A&E, really. So take your time with this. And then on top of that there, so I've got that all on top. I found some mozzarella if you saw that in the photograph. So I found a bit of mozzarella at the back of the fridge that's actually still in date. So I thought I'd put that on top. And then, because that is quite a good shelf life. And then a wee bit of cheddar on top of that, or parmesan, or just, John, at this stage, just whatever you have. That's a great way of using up things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that goes into the oven and just bake that. Nice hot oven, about 200.
And do you put it in the oven on the rack? This was a great debate in ours. Do you put it on a rack? Do you put it on a baking tray? Well, how do you lift it from the worktop into the oven?
For this pizza, any pizza, John, if you put it, it'll not work straight in the rack. No, it's too soft.
All right.
I put it onto a baking tray, just lightly floured. One of the things you can do is, if you want to get nice, but although this seems to crisp up quite well, is if you want to heat your tray first
beforehand
in the oven.
And
then bring it out, dust it with a bit of flour, and put your pizza on, and then quickly get the toppings on it. And what I did this morning, I've made a couple of pizzas. So I've got this one, so you can divide that dough up, and if somebody doesn't like bacon, if you don't like potatoes, leave them out. If somebody likes blue cheese, put that. So, you know, this is a good way of getting everybody together and, you know, having a bit of interaction.
Yeah.
And
just 20 minutes then in the oven.
Not even, John. I did that this morning. Just a nice way, about 15 to 20. Just depends. And my oven was working this morning. You know, the way I have quite a temperamental oven.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking I've got a temperamental oven and a very high maintenance smoke alarm. So that's why there was no sizzling here today. But anyway,
no sizzling. We're missing it. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.